Be careful of yourself and of the doctrine. Persist in doing it, because doing this will save yourself and those who hear you. Sometimes the most dangerous enemy is not the one outside, but the one inside. What controls your mind will control your whole body. Exercise domain over you, and it will lead you to react, whether in a good way or in a bad way, or in the face of life circumstances. I always like to make something clear, and there are two important things. The seasons, when they appear, they cannot change. The seasons rule. We cannot change them. Just like the situations that appear in a newspaper, the people, the situations that arise, we cannot change them. You can love someone, but you cannot change them. A person changes when he has had a true repentance, and he makes the determination in his life to do it. Otherwise, they will continue to behave the same way. You can't be frustrated because people do not change. We have to learn to face each season that comes before us, together with the people and the situation. Sometimes they are in front of us. Some are going to be offensive. Others are going to be on your side. This is not going to change. And this is part of a harsh reality. Maybe things around us won't change. We can spend years waiting for someone to change. Maybe it won't happen. We can spend years waiting for a situation to change, and maybe it won't happen. Like overnight. If it can happen, but to sit and wait for the situation to change and remain the same is to waste time. That's why I want to make this very clear to you. We cannot change what is around us, but we can make a radical decision in our lives to allow who governs our mind and our heart. And in this way, to be able to face everything that lies ahead and what we have to live. It is very important to learn to adapt to what is good, to become uncomfortable with what is not good. Learn to filter and realize what there are things that provided from God and what we need to live. But there are others that don't come from God. And the only way to have that discernment and to see clearly everything that life offers us, what is really good, what is not good, what is convenient, and what really builds. It's when our mind and our heart are being governed by God. I go back to what I told you in the beginning, and today I come with this advice for you. What wins the battle in your mind? What governs your mind? What will win your heart? And what will have absolute control of your whole body? So what will you speak? What will you think? And what will you do? Will you be subject to what is dominating in your life? That's why I'll be speaking in 1 Timothy in chapter 4, a word that the Apostle Paul gave to his young shepherd, Timothy, was shepherding in difficult times because there were false teachers, there were false prophets, false apostles. There were internal problems in the church, plus the pressure that the world was placing, persecuting them and making many false doctrines and other religions tried to mix with the good news of the gospel of the Lord. And that's a blur, and to deviate many from the truth. Paul, in many letters, recommends that you have to be careful. But only just in this text, he says to Timothy. I imagine Paul opening his heart and telling Timothy, this advice that I'm going to give you is so important because there I enclose everything that has happened to me in life. And I have learned to live in scarcity and to live in abundance. I have even learned from prison to write and to say, have joy and stay in the Lord. I have had to learn, and many times it was difficult to learn. But through the process of processes, God was working the character of Christ in me through the Holy Spirit and letting Him do it. Today, I have reached the point of understanding that my citizenship is from heaven, that I sought for eternity. And although my eyes, now they are seeing complicated things and my body is feeling it spiritually, I have peace, hope, patience. I trusted in the Lord above what physically I am going through, because I imagine, Paul, all of these are words that I imagine, and that at the end in the summary, this biblical text that we read at the beginning of this devotional counsel, take care of yourself. I am struck by the fact that Paul does not emphasize to Timothy that he be careful of Satan, or that he be careful of the world, or to be careful of false teachers and all the lies that were walking around blurring many. He says in few words, Timothy, the greatest fight you are going to face is not against Satan, because Satan was defeated by Christ on the cross of Calvary. And if you believe, you will always walk in that victory. It's not against the world, because the world will always have strategies that will try to blur you. But remember that neither Satan nor the world can force you to do something unless you decide. You know, my beloved friend, the Bible says in Romans, nothing and no one can separate us from the love of God. But within all that situation that the Apostle Paul presents in Romans 8:28, above the love of God, and that nothing can separate us from that love. The only thing they do not mention is that we ourselves will be able to renounce and leave that matchless love. The greatest battlefield, the greatest, or one of the greatest enemies that the human being has is not outside. It's what he tries to control from within, emotions, mind, and will. It's what tries to control your soul every day and lead you to react in ways that perhaps today you are repenting and saying, why react like this? Obviously, the pressures of life are going to operate. They are going to unite to try to oppress you and lead you to make a decision. But you, it depends on you. And it depends on who is ruling your mind and heart. Now, if Christ is not in your mind and heart, most likely, who is in control? Yourself. And when I talk about yourself, I'm talking about a potential dangerous enemy, because I am talking about a human being who has a soul and who has a mind, will, and emotions in his soul, but who are not being aligned nor directed by day to day. They work according to what they live. I hope you can understand, when our life is not subject and it's not being governed by God, we govern. And when we govern, the only information we have to move forward is what happens to us. And therefore, all the time we live experiencing trial and error. All the time we live at the expense from the old information that we already have. And those we face life, we live day by day. And although we have a vision where we want to go, we do things according to our way. And according to our way, it's according to what is operating in our minds. That's why Jesus expressed, what comes from the heart is what contaminates man. Bad thoughts, adultery, fornication, death, lies, deceit, greed, everything comes from the heart. Who was dominated by the system? Who was dominated by the world? And who has not been transformed by God, there is nothing more dangerous than a soul which has no direction. A life that is not directed by its creator. That's why today I want to give you this advice. Maybe you think that your biggest fight is against Satan, and it's not like that. Satan was defeated on the cross. Of course, he still has some power, but in that power, he cannot touch you unless you decide move from that truth, and you have already believed in God, to believe His lies. And then if you cannot catch you, He will surround you and make you believe that you are defeated and that everything ended. In the life of Christ, in God, we are more than conquerors, but He cannot touch you. In the end, the strongest battle is lived in your mind. It lives inside of you. And it's there where you have to begin to surrender and let all areas of your life be dominated by the Spirit of God. And how do you achieve that? First, with true repentance. And there is no true repentance without acknowledging that we are sinners and that we need to be saved, that we need to be healed by the Lord. And after that true repentance, a day-to-day knowledge of the Lord, allowing our lives to be guided by God, not giving ourselves to move emotionally, but to let Himself direct us, that He guide us. Study His Word. Have those times to pray and grow spiritually will lead you to surrender all areas of your life to the Lord, and that you know that it's not right to give it up. Let it go. Let go of the past. Forgive. Move forward. Leave that tremendous load that you have been carrying for years and give it to God. But don't ask for it again. But really let it go. And then focus your gaze to the sky. Focus your gaze towards Jesus as Jesus would. And in this way, the Holy One, I can assure you that the Lord will rule your mind and your heart and will put in you the victory that man has been looking for all the time, the true peace that passes all understanding. My beloved friend, perhaps today you have to pay a little more attention to the person you see every day in the morning. When you have to realize that we are sleeping with the enemy, and that we are things that operate in us, that we have to recognize and allow God to govern our life. The victory is already given, but it's up to us to walk in it or to continue living a wrong, empty, and dark life. Father, I thank You for Your Word, and thank You for this advice, Lord, because through this advice, we can realize that there are areas in our life that we neglect, that we were attentive looking outward, but we did not realize the greatest battle was being fought within us. Today I ask You, Lord, that this word becomes life and understandable in everyone that hears it. This advice can raise many today, Lord, and realize that the problem was not external, that there was always an internal battle. And if we surrender our lives to You, we will walk in that victory. In the name of Jesus, amen. This was a translation from your pastor and friend, Elias Hoyos. I want to